I said I'd pack. I rather pride myself on my packing. Packing is one of those many things I feel I know more about than any other person living. It surprises me myself sometimes how many of these subjects there are. I impressed the fact upon George and Harris and told them that they had better leave the whole matter entirely to me. They fell into the suggestion with a readiness that had something uncanny about it. George put on a pipe and spread himself over an easy chair, and Harris cocked his legs on the table and lit a cigar. This was hardly what I'd intended. What I'd meant, of course, was that I should boss the job, and that Harris and George should potter about under my directions, I pushing them aside every now and then with, "Oh, you, let me do it. There you are. Simple enough." Really teaching them, as you might say. Their taking it in the way they did irritated me. There is nothing does irritate me more than seeing other people sitting around doing nothing when I'm working. I lived with a man once who used to make me mad that way. He would loll on the sofa and watch me doing things by the hour together, following me around the room with his eyes wherever I went. He said it did him real good to look at me messing about. He said it made him feel good that life was not an idle dream to be gaped and yawned through, but a noble task, full of duty and stern work. He said he often wondered how he could have gone on before he met me, never having anybody to look at while they worked.